Wolf cried out, startled and grunted when his head hit the ground. Hard. He heard a dull thud that drove deep in his skull. The next thing he knew, it was daylight, and his goggles were still down around his neck. He must have been out for more than an hour. The direct, unfiltered sunlight felt like his eyeballs were being stabbed. He quickly reached for the goggles at his neck and pulled them up over his eyes. That was better, but he was pretty sure he had broken something. His left leg hurt like crazy, and there was a throbbing in his head along with a sound like buzzing bees. The dog was lying close at his side. It whimpered a little when Wolf stirred.
"It's all right, boy," Wolf said. "I hope."
He added those last words in a hoarse whisper.
"Stupid smart aleck," he chided himself.
The road he was following, south, through Colorado, zigzagged down a steep hillside. Thinking to save himself some steps and not really being required to stay on the road, Wolf had chosen to walk straight downhill. That was a mistake. The hill was steeper than he realized, and the footing treacherous. He slipped on the loose rock and fell hard. Worse, trying to avoid falling back on his rucksack and trying to protect the rifle in his hand, he twisted to the side and went down hard on his left side, then banged his head against some rocks. All in all, not his best of days.
"Idiot!" he grumbled aloud and stood up,
and promptly fell down again when his left leg buckled and a bolt of sheer agony shot through it. Broken? Sprained? Deep bruise? He had no idea what the damage was, but he was not going to be walking on that leg for a while.
"Come here, boy,"
Wolf said, gritting his teeth against the pain and draping an arm over the nervous dog's back.
"Go get Timmy, boy. Fetch help."
The dog licked his face, not understanding the command from long before its lifetime, and Wolf scratched it behind the ears.
"I think," Wolf said, "we're going to be here for a while."